Starting today in London, motorists will have to pay a daily fee of £5, or about $8, for the privilege of commuting into central London. The hope is the fee will reduce traffic congestion and raise revenue for transit works. Traffic jams are just one of the many frustrations of getting around a city where the infrastructure is on the verge of collapse. NPR's Guy Raz reports from the British capital.
2 weeks ago, one of the subway cars on the Central Line hit a wall. No one was seriously hurt, but since that day, the city's highest capacity underground train route has been shut down.
Customer information for customers intending to travel on the Central Line. Following the train derailment, there is no Central Line service over the whole line until further notice.
The shutdown has wreaked havoc on the city's other, already choked, underground routes. Out of the 3.5 million people who use the underground system every day, one-third depend on the Central Line, and it's not expected to be up and running until March.
There are parts of the London Tube system where the overcrowding is such that the only word you can use to describe the conditions is loathsome.
That's Tony Travers, director of the Greater London Group, an informal advisory panel to the mayor. London's tube system, he points out, is the oldest in the world, and very little has been done to improve the rails since construction began in the mid-19th century.
The temperature in these trains rises on a hot, sunny day to the point where it would be illegal to carry animals in the equivalent conditions.
But the alternatives aren't any better either. The sidewalks in the city center are so jammed that at busy times, even foot traffic comes to a standstill. The roads aren't any better, and it makes regular commuters like lawyer Chris Lewis simply furious.
The roads seem to be increasingly jammed up with traffic. I catch a bus in now because I can't face getting the tube anymore, I seem to be sitting on a bus forever.
Think about this for a moment. In 1885, the average traffic speed in central London, now we're talking about horse and buggy here, was 10 miles an hour. Today, the average speed of a bus or car is about 8.5 miles per hour.
To move about London is a battle campaign.
Ian Sinclair is a novelist and psychohistorian who writes about the city.
Every single day is a new nightmare. People trapped in the underground tunnel for 20 minutes is just a regular feature. And we're back to the spirit of the Blitz. You know, it's like living in London in wartime, as if you share your battle honours. Oh my God, today I was an hour late, today I was in a tunnel for 2 hours, today there was a fire, today the buses collapsed, it's roadworks. I mean, living in the city is a kind of hell.
The city was never designed to accommodate so many people. The basic road pattern has been the same since medieval times. Many parts of central London were laid out by the Romans. The Romans, though, never expected 7.5 million people to live here, and over the next decade, another 750,000 are expected to arrive. Mayor Ken Livingston, a man with very limited power, openly acknowledges the problem.
Used to be just the roads were bad in the rush hour, then they were bad all day, now they're bad on Saturdays and Sundays. We really do have a problem that London, which wasn't built for the car, is absolutely at the edge of tolerance.
And the only way to make things tolerable, he says, is with money. The £5 commuter toll will go directly to the mayor's office. Those funds will be used to upgrade the city's transit infrastructure. It's about all the mayor can do. The rest of his budget comes directly from Britain's national parliament. Because 95% of all taxes in the UK are raised by the central government, local districts often get shortchanged. The mayor's own experts estimate that even if tomorrow the city started to pour billions into improvements, Londoners wouldn't see any obvious changes for a decade.
There is no alternative. No one's come up with a painless way of doing this. No one has done this. I could be interviewed in 18 months' time, you'll say it hasn't worked. I'll be apologising, yes. Our tragedy is that we don't have a plan B.
Or at least a realistic one. Alex Werner, curator of the Museum of London, favors radical proposals like staggering work hours or simply forcing more people to work from home.
It's hell, you know, it's hell getting home at night. It's hell getting up in the morning and realizing you're going to have to face a really difficult journey into work. I would much prefer to have, you know, a comfortable journey. But I think it probably means that we have to reorganize possibly the way that we work, the way that the city operates.
Until that happens, Londoners who battle their way in and out of the city every day seem prepared to remain, as always, resilient.
There's not much other choice, really. You have to get on with it. That's how it is.
So agreed 18th century writer Samuel Johnson. You find no man at all intellectual, he wrote, who is willing to leave London. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.